This is John Henry Eden, your president. There are some things we should talk about.
Episode 17, Mikasa's to Casa.
Welcome to the Crossroads of Liberty.
All right, so tonight we have fucking James, Sean, Lucas, and Johnny. We're going to be talking about the hoopla down in D.C. So let's
So I thought it was based.
I will agree.
Based.
Yeah.
Shitty motive, good fucking effort.
Yes. If I had to describe as a kind of a short version of what I think, I absolutely hate and everything they stand for. However, the fact that they had the balls to do something like this is pretty based.
I like the part where somebody stole AOC's shoes.
Ben Shapiro?
Yeah. Sorry, no, it was actually not Ben Shapiro. He sent me there to do it.
No, it was Ben Shapiro. You're not 5'4".
Fair enough.
It was Ben Shapiro.
Hmm.
For everyone who doesn't know, Sean's 6'2".
Yeah. Actually 7'5". I thought it was funny, to be honest with you.
Dude, yeah, I thought it was memes. Pretty funny. Are like fine wine.
You see the people that were selling the fucking Trump memorabilia like outside,
but yeah.
They didn't at all. They were just there to get some fucking money.
Yeah, like, I wish I did that.
True ANCAP nature.
Yeah.
Fucking respect.
I'm gonna do that at a Bernie rally in 4 years.
I mean, for even real. Fucking whiskey was like, yeah, like I'll sell Bernie shit for $100. I don't fucking care.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
As long as it makes money.
Well, then I can use that money to invest in ways to get rid of the state.
Make a robotic money.
Yeah, we can like buy property and then like never like
the state again. Buy property or guns or
property
cars. Dude.
Property.
And then let Johnny modify the cars.
Yeah.
And then donate them to Congress.
In true Irish fashion.
Jesus Christ.
All of this done legally, of course. You know. We
love the
at
law.
Crossroads
love
of Liberty
the law
are very big supporters of law and would never do anything to break such laws.
I don't know about you guys,
we have nothing but the highest amount of respect for both state and federal levels of authority.
Get a load of this retort.
I am talking about the holy law that is...
Of course. I'm talking about the modern warfare campaign, of course.
I'm talking about the law that isn't going to get me arrested, to be honest.
Fair point. Yeah, I'd love the law, in all honesty. It's just so great. So I could Johnny, go on and on for about it, but you know.
So Johnny, what do you think as a non-American? What do you think watching all this hoopla go down?
Well, obviously, from a European perspective, the whole situation was promoted as another "Oh, Americans are crazy." But like looking at it from an Irish perspective, I compare it to the Rising. Now it's not as based as the Rising, but I can understand where the source of it comes from. Like, I'm obviously not going to agree with the Trump supporters, but I can understand their anger. I can understand their frustration. And at the end of the day, I don't think they're going to end up supporting Trump, because I think Trump isn't the kind of leader who's going to be capable enough for that type of situation. But I can understand their anger.
I'm not fucking European, of course, because I'm fucking American and I'm great and he's fucking ugly. So it was kind of funny, though. It was really funny.
It was funny.
Extremely funny.
Yeah.
The guy with the horns, honestly. Like,
oh, the Viking dude? The pagan
god. Viking dude.
The god among men right there.
He couldn't own America now.
Did you see the dudes that went in with fucking zip ties and shit?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, the Air Force.
Yeah. Now they're arrested and shit. I don't know.
Wait, what? They went in with zip ties?
Went in with fucking plate carriers, like zip ties ready to fucking handcuff people up.
Nice.
They were trying to find the senators, too. So it was funny.
that'd have been interesting.
You know, if you invite them to a nice tea party, of course.
Uh-huh. That's like the Wisconsin kidnapping, but like 10 times
real.
Speak English.
Not cool, because kidnapping is not cool.
I don't know why you would ever put like a kid to a nap, bro. Like,
I know. The only nap that I support is the NAP.
Yeah,
that,
did you hear about the...
against politicians.
I'm did you hear about the kidnapping the other day?
What?
Don't worry, he woke up.
Not.
His name was Sean.
I put him to bed. I was worried he wasn't going to wake up, but luckily he did.
Yeah, sorry, I shouldn't have put him on his face.
Hey, Sean, take a pillow if you're going to be kidnapped.
I get
LOL.
It.
LOL. So you said the Capitol rush was funny? Like 10 more times so we got some content?
Laugh track,
audience anyway. Laugh track. No, but
I mean,
I thought it was, I really just thought it was funny. It was funny to watch. It was funny the reactions from both sides, because I really don't give a shit about either one of them. So watching them yell at each other was funny, as it always is.
What about the Kekistan flag?
I think that was
the primary. Still waving Kekistan flags in 2021.
Uh-huh.
I cannot believe it.
I just happened to look at the TV because I really didn't care that the Capitol was being raided. And then I was just like, oh, that's pretty fucking funny. So luckily, with Comcast, you can like rewind like live TV. So I was just like, I'm going to get a video of that. So
the worst part was that there's no more Trump on Twitter now, so I can't laugh.
I know. Everything's gone.
More parlor.
Listen, as much as it, look, I know we here are, we as gentlemen that may not like current President Donald Trump, but we all must acknowledge that because of those the ban on Twitter, we lost some legendary tweets.
Shit, that mother,
like, I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke. Thank you, Kanye. Very cool.
Very ASAP cool. Rocky. Very cool,
dude. We lost some great things for the meme economy.
I don't know why they weren't put in like the fucking Library of Congress. They were fucking gold ass tweets, bro. I've never seen a thin person drink Diet.
Literally a part of history.
I asked the viewer today, please write us a mail-in letter. Have you ever seen one? I've never seen a thin person drink Diet Coke.
Never.
Nope.
Never. Never.
Write in the letter if you have.
Oh, actually, no.
They don't need it. That's why they don't drink it. They don't need it.
Once you complete this mail-in letter, send it to 10 Melrose Avenue Suite, 210 Cherry Hill, NJ. Once you're complete that.
Like, have you ever seen a skinny person take diet pills? No, because they don't need it. Fat people need the Diet Coke, because the normal Coke is why they're fat.
I feel like if you're fat, you shouldn't be drinking Coke at all, though.
Basically, what I'm saying is anyone that's ever seen any thin person, thin, not slightly chubby, thin, okay, Joey?
Thin.
If you've ever seen a thin person drink Diet Coke, please write us a letter. Fuck.
They're lying. No, they're lying. They're fucking lying.
I can write a letter, so it's all good.
Like Jenner thin. Have you ever seen Jenner thin drinking Diet Coke? Not Caitlyn,
exactly.
Kylie.
Chooses anyway. Off its time.
I mean, Caitlyn Jenner is exactly who I imagine drinking Diet Coke. But
I don't know. His Twitter's gone, bro. I don't know how I feel.
Twitter's not gone. Oh, his Twitter. I thought you said Twitter is
Tyler's gone.
Oh my god. Do you know how happy I'd be if Twitter
Tyler's
got
gone.
Just
Twitter's
nuked?
Parler, RIP.
I can't believe I have to pay $14 for Trump OnlyFans now. It's fucking crazy. It's ridiculous, bro.
Yo, I am so mad that I sent in my license to Parler to be a verified citizen just for the site to go down.
Just for my license to get stolen.
I need my license.
Guys, I wrote a detailed list of every crime I committed at the Capitol and sent it to Trump. And now they have my license and my crimes, and I'm scared.
Boys, I'm currently pissed myself.
Come pick me up. I'm scared.
I'm going on to another no-fly list, boys.
Hey, just come to Europe. It's completely safe in Europe.
I can't fly. I'm a human.
It's just fucking dumb, bro.
All right, well, this is some piss-poor content. Let's step it up, guys.
So basically, let's talk about your new platform, James.
Oh, all right. That'll work. So for those who don't know, I work with former presidential candidate on the Libertarian ticket, current Texas gubernatorial candidate, Daniel Berman, aka Dan Taxationist Theft Berman. And there's a lot of, as we just discussed, there's a lot of people being blasted off of social media right now. And we wanted to create something to address this, so we came up with Zynk.social, Zync. It's like Zynk. It's like sync, as in syncing things together, Sync, mixed with the metal, you know, edgy designing, interesting spelling, like when people put a dollar sign as an S in their hip-hop tunes. Exactly. But we wanted to address all the people being ripped off the platform, so we decided to come up with this platform where you basically can make an account and you can put in as much, or if you want, as little info as you want. We have a spot for your phone number, your email, your hometown, if you'd like. And then we also have pretty much any social media you can think of. We have a spot for you to put in your info. You got Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the basic ones. We also got like MeWe. We got Minds. I believe we got Minds. We got Signal. We got Telegram. We got all these different things. And you can put your different links to your different social medias in here. And then as you kind of grow your following, you can also reach out to other people and ask them to join if they'd like. And then anyone who's a friend with you, you have three different groupings. You have public, friends, and private. And these are things where you can pick who gets to see what. So if you put your phone number and your hometown, your email, not everyone on the site is able to see that information. You have to put people, everyone starts on public, which means you can only see what you allow public. For me, it's just my social medias and my name. And then when you add people, you can put them into either public, friend, or private. And they're basically just different ways to filter out what people can see. So you can have your public being your Facebook and your name. And then you can have your friends being all your social medias. And then your private can be your hometown, email, and phone number. And then you get to pick who gets to see what. You don't have to do it that way. That's just one way that you can kind of formulate it. But it's basically a way for you to keep tabs on all your different accounts and for your friends to keep tabs on the accounts you want them to see. And then if one of your accounts is taken down, let's say your Instagram gets taken down, your friends on Zync will get a notification once you say this account was taken down. You can send out a notification to everyone that follows you and say, hey guys, guess what? My account got taken down, but you can find me on all of these. And then they can look at any of your other accounts that you have listed on Zync that are in their permissions for them to be able to see it. Like, as long as they can see it, they'll be like, oh, okay, well, I got a notification his Instagram got taken down, but he still has a Twitter and he still has a MeWe, so I'm going to go follow him there. And it's basically a way for people to keep in touch with each other, because I've actually had people on Instagram where shadow banning is pretty big, where like there's a page that I really like and I won't see any of their posts for like 2 months, and they're posting, it just doesn't show up on my timeline. So if they got deleted, I would be none the wiser because I never see their stuff anyway. So with someone like that, you would still get the notification, hey, this person's off Instagram, and you can be like, oh damn, I really like that person, I'm gonna go follow them wherever else I can. And most of the Crossroads of Liberty gang is already on there.
Except for the Stinky Irish, you know?
Yeah, the Stinky Irish should be on.
He's afraid of technology to begin with. It's like,
well,
technology is not natural for us Europeans, okay? We're more used to the kind of blunt force kind of option.
He should be on tomorrow, hopefully. We'll see.
By tomorrow morning, I will be on.
All right, so we'll have the whole squad. What's up, Sean?
I just thought of something. Could it be zinc? Because, you know how zinc's like in batteries, right?
Yeah.
Well, could it be that weird, quirky spelling because the logo is an energy symbol?
There's probably a tie-in of both. The combination of the battery and syncing things together.
So
and staying in sync with your friends.
Exactly. That is a deep in this era. Theme.
Creativity is what Berman Labs is famous for.
So
I don't know if that's actually a thing. I don't know if he calls it that. He probably doesn't, but so, I think he should.
Yeah.
Ooh, can I got another plug.
Yeah.
I got we also have Nug of Knowledge, which is a CBD brand that we just launched. Right now we have 3 strains of hemp flower along with a CBD infused honey. And the CBD infused honey is actually from a friend of Nug of Knowledge. He's not someone who works for us. He actually has his own company where he makes the CBD infused honey with his own bees. And anytime that you buy his honey, a part of the profits goes to rescuing bees that are in areas where they're, let's say they infested an area and someone's considering getting an exterminator in. This guy will actually go in and remove them safely and remove them in a way that they'll be safe and bring them somewhere else where they can still live and they can still pollinate things and they can still help. So there's a lot of trouble with the bees right now, and buying honey from this guy actually helps. And then you also have the standard CBD flower that we have, and we have a lot of stuff coming. We have some different CBD strains. We're going to be getting some Delta 8 products, if anyone's not familiar with that. There's 2 forms of THC in cannabis. There's Delta 8 and Delta 9, 2 that we know of. There might be more. And Delta 8 grows in really small trace amounts, but they actually found a way to chemically modify CBD into Delta 8. And you still get a similar feeling to the standard, like, the standard weed. It's a similar feeling, but a lot of people report no anxiety, no panic, so it's better in that department. And then it also has a much quicker, it doesn't last as long, and it doesn't make you crash, which is helpful, because I'm not one of these people. I can't tolerate being any form of intoxicated during the day. I don't care what it is. I can't stand it. It's a nightly thing for me only. But for the people who like to be like ripped all day, Delta 8 would be great for you because it doesn't last very long. So let's say like it's 10 o'clock and you got to do something at 1 in the afternoon. You can go up, have a fun little high, come back down, and there's no grogginess, there's no crash, nothing. You can go and get your work done, and you'll be totally fine. We're going to be offering that. We're going to have tinctures, oils, more strains, all kinds of fun stuff's going to be coming out. And for anyone interested in making a little bit of scratch, we also have an affiliate program where you can sign up as an affiliate, and then obviously you get a coupon code, and if anyone uses your coupon code, they get a discount, and you get a kickback. And you get some of the money in return for bringing us a new sale. So we got a lot going on my end between zinc.social and nugofknowledge.com. Check both out if you can. I'm sure we'll have both in the product description. Sorry, episode description, not product description. But yeah, so you can probably find both links in the episode description. And I'm also going to see if I can get... I haven't mentioned this to anyone yet, so this will be news for everyone. But I'm going to see if I can get the podcast an affiliate link, and it'll be like our first sponsorship. And then anyone who buys anything through the podcast affiliate link will get a discount, and then you would also be helping us out to give you this amazing content that we've been providing for a number of months now.
Yeah, our amazing content.
Ripping content. That's
our fuels the world. Our outstanding content.
I think like one Irish person listens to us. So
like
that's great.
One Irish person listens to you. That's more
His
than
His name is also Johnny. You know?
And he's a dirty Catholic.
Oh,
and he's an alcoholic.
I hope the listeners sympathize with the level of abuse levered on me.
Our viewers are also smart enough to know that you're Irish, so you deserve it.
Okay, so listeners, really quick. Did you know that the Irish actually control the media, the banks, and everything? Now,
don't talk about the Hibernian conspiracy, please.
Oh my god.
We're going to expose
blaming
you.
It on the Jews. It's fine.
noticed so much. Anyone else want to talk about anything? Joey,
I think it's going to be a fun couple months coming up.
I think the recent events at the Capitol are fairly relevant.
For sure.
I think it's going to be a fun incoming president, but I mean President Harris. You know, it's going to be some fun times. You know.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we've all been waiting for a female president.
Such a strong, independent, you know, leader.
I would never advocate the use of weapons against the government or anyone. But there are there are a lot of gun restrictions that are going to be coming down the tunnel. So anyone who listens to us, I'm not going to tell you to use them for anything, but I do recommend that if you don't have some form of weapon, some form of ammo, some form of protection for yourself, I would recommend that you get it.
Well, it's not
if you want to become European.
Well, it's the basic.
And if you're European, I recommend that you buy a 3D printer and look up plans for
Shout out my European brothers.
FGC9 or FGC39, I believe it might be
called. We love the FGC9.
It is a 3D printed gun that uses not a single gun part. The only parts that are that cannot be printed. The only parts that are not 3D printed are parts you can get from your local department store. Such as Home Depot, Lowe's, I don't know what they have over
here. Harvey Norman, come on, the boys.
Go to Harvey Norman and Tractor Supply and whatever else you got over there. And buy your little pipes and your little pipe fittings. And
we all know where to get the pipes.
Yeah, you guys love pipes.
We love the pipes.
Put them in cars. Okay, well,
coffee pots.
Margaret Thatcher has to be lucky every time. We only had to be lucky once.
Everything goes high.
Pretty inspirational, actually. That quote made it to some of those inspirational quote pages.
Yeah, it did.
You have to be lucky every single time. We only have to be lucky once. And they were like, you know what? This is really inspiring.
I agree, you know.
It is pretty inspiring because now she's dead. I don't remember how she died, but she's dead.
She probably got shot.
I think it was old age.
I think she just died of old age. She was like 80
She actually managed to survive.
Damn. Y'all trash. Pick, step your game.
Damn, we trash.
I mean, the amount of shit that she has on her grave is phenomenal. So,
I mean, her grave is covered in piss. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
As it should be.
I think that's a good place. No, never mind, James.
Oh, wait. Oh, did you say a good place to stop?
Oh, I just thought we were like hitting the wall right now. I don't know.
I'm fine. You want to wrap it up here? We got a 20 minute episode in a little midweek episode.
A little bonus episode for the boys.
Yeah.
I mean, all on
happy. Happy New Year, James. As well. Our first episode in
Merry 2021. Christmas,
James.
Yeah. What's up, Joey?
So I'm stepping back to the website a bit.
Yeah. Of course.
What would you say to like those people that are concerned about like security breaches and stuff, like having all of that info on the site?
Well, one, it's independently hosted on private servers, so it really it's not run by some big tech company that could just leak everything. Second, for the people that are super worried, I mean, if you have any other account, if you have an Instagram, if you have a Facebook, they already have more info than we could ever gather on you, because we really don't have any, like, we were going to make it open source, but there's nothing to really make open source. There's no protocols to view. There's really not much there. It's a really, really simple program. It's a simple social media. There's really not much to, not much to take. But for the people that are hyper worried, I mean, as I said, any information you'd be scared of us having, all of the other social medias already have it, and they're a lot more powerful and could do a lot more damage with it than we could, even if we wanted to. But if you're that worried about it, you can throw in just your name, and your email, and then social media links. You don't have to give your phone number. You don't have to give, you don't have to give the town you live in. If you want, you could just put Facebook on there. It's what?
Why did you ask for my SSN?
What? That's just for safekeeping. I promise.
Oh, okay.
We won't show it to anyone.
I believe it.
On a separate note, I'm going to get a new mortgage for a house next week. I just have to use my social security number, and I'm definitely going to use mine. I'm not going to use Sean's. So,
I'm using Sean's. That's not fair. I'm using Sean's already.
Nah, Sean's like 13. He couldn't get a house.
Johnny, you can use mine.
Have some important.
Oh, sound delicious.
Mine's 157093249. So I guess you can use that to get a house if you really need one.
Oh,
mine's 420-69-6492.
With my local news, Richmond is under martial law.
What?
I did hear, I actually did, one guy told me that they're putting a lot of states under full-on lockdown, like martial law level lockdown.
So I will read this. Hopefully I won't get interrupted by a drunk Irishman. The director of
emergency, I'm going to mute myself.
Declaration that Richmond's locked down completely. Apparently to the extent of martial law.
Sounds like a fun your time, bitches. You know?
So that's a nice place to end off. You know, this is going to be really funny when something happens, and this video is going to be like a day old by the time I edit it and release it. And we're not going to know what's going to happen, but in the future, when people listen to this, they're going to. So anyway, I've been Sean.
Richmond being locked down is just another example of why you need to get some weapons.
Yes.
Of course. Even if you don't intend on using them, weapons, when something becomes banned, the value will increase significantly. So,
well, I'm not even necessarily saying for government people. I'm not even encouraging people to use it against government people. But but what I'm saying is if a place goes into lockdown, there's going to be a lot of criminals that will take this chance to break into people's homes as they know that they're not going to be able to go out and get supplies they need. So I feel like there's an increased probability of someone breaking into your home, and if you don't have a way to defend yourself, you're kind of screwed. So not even from a libertarian, not even from like a let's get rid of the government perspective, am I saying you should be armed? Yeah, I'm saying from a defense from other citizens that may try to harm you perspective, I think now would be a good time to get a way to protect yourself if you don't already have one.
Get a 1911, as our friend James here recommends.
No, please don't.
James loves the 1911. He's a big fan, a big proponent of the 1911.
Don't get a 1911 and don't get a High Point. Get a Glock. And if you have a bunch of money, get a Sig.
Don't try and use blades because that backfires 9 times.
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight. That's not a good way to go.
I sword though. Is that like okay?
No,
How to use the knife and how to counter it to a gun, which takes training. And if you try to counter a knife to a gun, it will not work.
Well, yeah, not but I saw a knife like, to a gun,
especially
a knife
if he's too. Especially if he's more than 3 feet away.
I saw in like this anime, like swords are better than guns. Anyway, with that, does anyone have any final statements to say?
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight; you will die.
Let it all. Burn?
Yes.
The cap?
Yes.
Don't become European.
Society moment.